So, Todd, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule and being with me here on this podcast. I want to make sure my listeners understand about you and the product because it's very important to me that my listeners know I vet every affiliate sponsor I have on my program. I use the products myself, and I will only recommend that which I can truly believe in. And from my exposure to Mfinity, the name of your company, so far, I've been duly impressed. So, I'd like to start with first off, welcoming you. Secondly, finding out what's the backstory? What happened in your life that got you interested in health products?
Well, thank you, Pam, for having me on your show, and I appreciate the integrity that you demonstrate in wanting to know the backstory and sharing it with your audience. It's the backstory isn't necessarily a grandiose story. My parents had some health challenges, numerous health challenges, and they were trying to overcome them. And so they had tried a bunch of different things. They had been introduced to some health products from their friends, and they had great results with them. And I was pleased. I mean, I was happy. You always are to see your parents experience good health. And at that same time, my wife and I, who had been told we'd never have kids, we ended up with the help of some medical doctors with a set of triplets. And we were excited because we thought we were going to be childless, and so we were very excited. But I was in graduate school at the time, and I had a full-time job. My wife was full-time employed. That had to change, and so she obviously gave up her job. I was needed at home as well, and so I gave up my full-time employment in order to stay in school. And I was looking for some other way to feed this growing family. And it was actually my parents that said, "Todd, you know what? This is the real deal. These products," they said, "we've tried lots of different things and they didn't work, but this really helped our health. And we think that you could be good at sharing this with people and helping people with this." And so it was actually my dad and then my mom that recommended that I get into this industry. And like I said, I've been doing this for 2.5 decades.
Wow. So, if you don't mind me asking, and be as general as you feel comfortable, what were some of the ailments that your parents were dealing with, and what was the specific ingredient in these products that seemed to be doing the trick?
So this was a long time ago. So our products have changed over time, but back then, my parents were suffering from arthritic pain that was starting to become disabling. They were having joint problems and difficulty with that. Also, my dad was struggling with a number of things related to prostate. He was struggling with things related to different deterioration of the interior lining of the cardiovascular system. And so he was dealing with high blood pressure and cholesterol and some of those types of things. So overall, we were able to solve those health issues and then just increase their overall quality of life and energy.
All right, well, you mentioned that the products have changed some. What would be your focus then on the health focus for your products today?
So back then, the focus really was on just identifying what were the deficiencies and replacing those with essential nutrients, the vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, amino acids that the body couldn't produce itself and had to get from the diet. And so we were supplementing the diet with those essential nutrients. As time has gone on, we've realized that just supplementation with essential nutrients, although it's a very important part of it, it's not everything. Because of the changes in our food supply, because of the overuse of chemicals that have been introduced and toxins, we've got a real inflammation problem that's going on in the digestive system, cardiovascular system, throughout the body. And it doesn't matter how many nutrients you put in your body as in form of supplements or food, if you're inflamed, your body can't absorb it and digest it. And so then we're not solving the problem. So we had to go back and add to the protocol some powerful nutrients to help reduce this inflammation toxicity. So helping the body detox, bring down the inflammation so that the nutrient supplementation will get into the body.
Now, there's a particular product, I think it's a derivative from the grape seed or from the grapes that you're using, and I'm understanding you're having some really great results with that. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, it's a very unique grape called the muscadine. And I don't know how many of your audience are familiar with it. It's actually been around for 400 years that we have documented here in the United States. We don't know of it growing anywhere else in the world to date, but here in the US, in the southeastern United States, just growing wild in the forests is a plant called the muscadine grape. And chemically, it's actually more of a berry than a grape, but appearance-wise, it looks like a grape, but it has very, very thick skin and very, very large bitter seeds. And so as the European species of grape have been brought over to the U.S., this grape, which was quite popular with the Native Americans, has kind of been pushed to the side because of the thick skins and the big seeds. And so, you know, the European table grapes, the Concord grapes, these have become more popular for juices, wines, table grapes, and so forth. And the muscadine had been forgotten. In fact, it's only been the last, I would say, 8 to 10 years that the awareness has actually been brought back to the muscadine. And that awareness has more been because we found out that the things we were spitting out, the seeds and skins, the things we were discarding were actually the things that were packed with nutrients. In fact, from all the research now coming out about 8 different universities here in the United States, they're saying the muscadine grape is the most powerful and potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory superfruit that we know of on the planet today. And so, yeah, we're pretty excited about that one. And it's doing just amazing things for people.
Well, I know that I've tried some of the products that you offer. I love the coffee product. You call it Java.
Yes.
And why don't you go ahead and explain about that? I really enjoy it. I'd like my audience to hear more about it.
So coffee is the second most consumed beverage in the world, second only to water, right? So that says a lot about that beverage. We're consuming as a people a lot of that. And particularly in America, we drink a lot of coffee. And so one of the things that that we went to work on was, well, how can we take a beverage that people love that's not just something you're drinking to get hydrated, but it's actually part of a social experience, right? People enjoy it. It's comforting. It's part of a ritual almost for people. How can we take something that is that way, but has also been identified by the health practitioners as one of the most toxic things we put in our bodies? There is no other food that we use as many herbicides, pesticides, and chemicals on as we do the coffee.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the most toxic out there.
In the cultivation of coffee, is it because it's imported or is it because that's how it's done everywhere?
Because it mostly doesn't grow here in the continental U.S. We do import it. And in those areas, the use of chemicals is not regulated nearly to the extent that it is here.
Okay.
And if they did, most of that coffee wouldn't even be available for import. We wouldn't be able to even bring it in. And it's consumed so much that the intermingling of these different beans, they just get lumped in together. And so in order to stay commercially viable, it's very, very difficult for a farm, you know, to not have those toxins. And so there are particular growers where you can get, you know, an organic coffee, but it's a big deal. I mean, with some fruits and vegetables, you might say, well, the organic isn't a big deal because that particular species of fruit or vegetable doesn't pick up a lot of chemicals. The coffee bean does. It is one that just pulls it in. Most seeds are that way. They pull that toxin right into it. Wheat, for example, corn, soybeans, they're the same. Those are some of the more toxic that retain the chemicals that we put on the plant. They pull them into the seed. So anyway, so having an organic coffee was the first step. As we said, how can we show, you know, that we absolutely have an organic organically sourced coffee. And then we decided, what else can we add to it that's going to alleviate some of the concerns? Because we've all heard some people, when they consume too much coffee, it creates a little bit of an upset stomach. It can cause, a little bit of acid reflux. You'll have medical practitioners say, you need to get off the coffee, you know, all these types of things.
Well, you don't want me on caffeine. I am not pleasant to be around whenever I've consumed too much caffeine. So this was another thing that I really enjoyed about your product.
Yeah. So we were able, because of the other nutrients, to have a much lower caffeine content. So we're about half the caffeine of a cup of coffee you'd get from, you know, a Starbucks or a traditional coffee store. And so that plus, it's like, what can we do to make it easier on the stomach? And so we've added in coconut cream, which coconut cream is a very, very, and of course, organic, right? But it's a very, very appetizing. It creates a very smooth experience, but it's also very healthy for the body. In fact, one of the key ingredients for helping the body fight off inflammation is found in coconut. And the coconut cream is the richest part of it, right? So we're very, very proud of that ingredient. We add that to it. That works as a creamer, but also a huge nutrient additive. And then we've added to it this muscadine that we're talking about. It's some of the dried seeds and skins from the muscadine grape, as well as this organic Fijian ginger and turmeric that we bring in from an island in Fiji. It's 100% organic product. It's hand cultivated and grown in the volcanic soil on this island in Fiji and just dried in the Fijian sun. So nothing is in there except for that powerful, powerful root. And these are legendary for health. And so what this product does, there's a little bit of stevia in there to sweeten it, but it balances blood sugar and eliminates cravings for sweets and things like that for a number of hours. So we're finding people are experiencing better mood, better mental function. They're losing weight. They're not craving things. They're able to balance their blood sugar. A lot of people who have blood sugar issues are finding this to be a great go-to. So yeah, we're very proud of the Java. And on top of all that, it tastes amazing.
It does.
So we've sampled, I would say since November, we've sampled over 5,000 cups of this coffee out at some of the Clay Clark events and things. And so people come up and they're like, oh, no, you know, I know exactly how I like my coffee. I'm a picky coffee drinker and, you know, I won't like this, or they've tried other healthy coffee alternatives and they say, you know, they never taste good. I'm very finicky about the way I like my coffee. And then they taste this and they say, oh, that's different, but I like it. And so it's more of a mocha, right? It's more of a latte mocha type of a flavor, but it's 100% organic Arabica coffee with all of those other wonderful ingredients.
Well, I know I've been getting up in the morning and letting that be my first cup in the morning. If I have anything after that, it's going to be some decaf, but I think I'm going to refrain from that now that I've learned about all the toxins that's in the coffee we buy. But I've had it first thing in the morning and I feel very satisfied. I don't have a desire to even eat my breakfast as early as I used to. So there's been a few benefits I've already enjoyed from your product. And I know this is just one of the many products that Infinity offers. Would you like to talk a little bit more about some of the other products and how they can work together?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And Pam, that is a great first go-to in the morning because, you know, we fast, right? We call it break fast in the morning. And so we've gone without putting anything in the body over the night. The body's had a chance to clean itself out, to rid itself of toxins and dump those things. And so, you know, one of the things you want to be sure is first thing in the morning, you don't want to be putting junk in your system, right? The body's operating optimally. It's really, you know, ready to receive healthy nutrients. And that Java is right there. I mean, one of the amazing things about this product, you look on the ingredients label, you're not going to see words you can't pronounce or things you can't identify. It's all natural. And so that's something. And getting that ginger, that turmeric, the muscadine, coconut cream, all of that in your system right at that time, your body can just take that and go to work, right? It can continue. So I appreciate you mentioning that, you know, it just satisfies for that period of time. You don't feel like you've been starved or anything like that. Along with that Java product, we have two other products that are in that same family. We have a product called Fuel, which is some of the same ingredients, but it's a meal replacement shake. And it's a vanilla flavored shake. And again, both these products, you just add water. You don't need to add anything else. You know, those who have been trying a ketogenic diet and trying to add cream and butter and fat and all these, you don't have to do anything. This is all designed and balanced. And so you just add water. If that Java, if you'd like a hot cup, you just add hot water. If you'd like it iced, use room temperature water or cold water and throw on some ice, and it tastes fantastic both ways. The fuel is the same thing. We use it both as a shake, so you can make it in a blender. You can just add water in a shaker cup. You can throw in some berries or fruit if you'd like. It tastes wonderful either way. But we also use it as a baking mix. You can make pancakes and crepes, and we've got an entire recipe book, hundreds of recipes using it to make biscuits and rolls and pancakes, all of them then being in that same healthy category of having the right ratios of carbohydrates to fat to protein. And then we have a third one in that family, which is called cocoa. And this is a chocolate flavored meal replacement, and you can use it as a shake. Again, mix it up in a blender, throw things in there if you'd like, or you can just add hot water and it's a hot cocoa. So this is really designed to be something to go to be a meal replacement, all three of those, so that you, again, balance blood sugar, satiate cravings, and you just really don't feel like you need anything for 3 or 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the keto diet. I know that's a big, you know, craze right now. A lot of people are into the keto way of eating. I can't stick with it. It's just a little too much for me. But you talked about the fuel product being used as a baking product for crepes and pancakes and whatnot. Is it still keto friendly?
All three of those products are based upon that dietary plan. Now, keto has been adulterated a little bit. I mean, let's be honest. When it first came out, it became a buzzword, and now people are saying keto friendly, and they're putting that on all sorts of products that are in the market. And you really have to kind of know what truly is going to not spike your blood sugar and what will, in order to know whether that product truly is keto friendly or can support a ketogenic diet. The idea is not to starve yourself. Okay. This idea is to give your body healthy nutrients and actually to satisfy the body. If you're starving, if you're wondering and you know, wishing you could have a meal, then you're not doing this correctly. Your body should be receiving plenty of calories. It should be receiving plenty of fat, plenty of carbohydrates, and plenty of protein. And so many people are trying to cut that protein way, way down, try to cut the carbs way, way, way down. There are ratios to where it satisfies the body. And like you said, a lot of people struggle staying on it really, really strict. And that's why one of the main reasons we put these products together was to make it a little easier, especially if a person has a busy life, right? You're on the go. You can't sit there and count all the ounces of, you know, this many grams of that and that many grams of this. And so we've tried to make it easier with these products so that all you need to do is add water. And then we have recipes with the vanilla one. So if you want to make pancakes or crepes or biscuits or rolls or breads and things like that, we've got all those recipes to go along with it. So it's actually an amazing program. I had tried the keto diet back when it was really new and everybody was talking about it, and I struggled. I was hungry all the time. I mean, I did not feel healthy either, because I was probably eating way too much of some of the animal fats and, you know, too much bacon, too much sausage. And I just did not feel good. The way I follow it now, it's a complete lifestyle. I love it. I've never felt better. I'm satiated. I don't feel like I'm wondering when my next meal is and that it's so far away. And these products are part of why I think it works so well for me.
Well, I know I've been impressed with the products I've tried so far, and I'm looking forward to trying more and seeing maybe I can get some of these extra pounds off my body by following a more realistic keto approach. And so I wanted to make sure my audience knows about you. I wanted to introduce you to my audience so that they can know about your product. They can consider it for themselves. And of course, you being an affiliate sponsor of mine, it means if they choose to make any purchases with you, they're also supporting my podcast. And that makes it a win-win-win.
That's right.
With that in mind, I'd like to check back with you in a month or two and see some of the progress we might have.
Please. Absolutely. I would appreciate that.
All right. Thanks so much for being part of the program, Todd.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Pam.